United Nations Radio presents Gene Lockhart, star of the Broadway hit Death of a Salesman, and Marcia Hunt, featured in The Devil's Disciple, in The Doctor and Magdalena.
Victor, Victor, wake up.
Is he coughing again?
No, I'm coughing for him.
I don't like that cough.
What? An old friend like that cough? How would we know it was Victor without the cough?
The Doctor and Magdalena by Howard Rodman, the fourth in a special series of dramatic programs produced by United Nations Radio. Gene Lockhart will be heard as the Doctor and Marcia Hunt as Magdalena. Mr. Gene Lockhart.
Thank you. In this story, I play the role of a doctor working on the United Nations campaign against tuberculosis. This campaign is no play, although you will hear about it in our play. It is, in fact, a deadly, serious fight. Some of the organizations concerned in this fight have unfamiliar names, like the World Health Organization of the United Nations, or the Danish Red Cross, or UNICEF, the United Nations International Children's Emergency Fund. But don't be misled. The heart of the story is not unfamiliar, for the core of the fight against tuberculosis is people. And this is a story of people and their will to live. I came across the story of Magdalena and young Victor while I was working for the United Nations in Italy. They came in, like thousands of other young students, to get their TB test. One thing the test didn't tell me, though, was that Magdalena and Victor were in love.
Magdalena! Magdalena!
I'm coming!
Hurry up!
The devil.
Good morning, Carissimo.
We'll get a good morning from the sisters if we don't hurry to school.
I had an egg for breakfast.
Ah, eggs.
I ate it slowly. When is your egg?
Next week, I think.
How's your family?
In good health. How's your family?
Well, last night, my father was angry.
What did he break?
The fishbowl this time. The poor fish lay on the floor, opening their mouths and closing their mouths and trying to breathe. Poor little goldfish, they'll die now.
You must put them into a little salt water.
When we're married, you mustn't break things.
It was an ugly fishbowl anyway.
You can shout, but you must not break things.
I'll do as I please.
You can't do that.
Yes, I can.
That's not a good
marriage.
You'll
see what I can do.
Victor. Victor. Are you all right now?
Don't make me shout.
You're shouting now.
All right.
I'm sorry.
It wasn't your fault.
What makes you cough like that?
I don't know. I've always had it. Maybe from my parents.
When we're married, will you be kind to me?
Kinder than anyone has been to anyone.
That's good. That is true marriage. Victor, this thing we have, is it true love?
Don't you know?
I'm asking you.
It is true.
Then I'm glad. Carissimo, how many children?
Three.
One of them must be a girl. Do you agree?
What a warm hand you have.
Squeeze it.
I'll hurt you.
Squeeze. Harder.
I'll hurt you.
Harder, don't talk.
Doesn't it hurt?
Sometimes, only when a thing hurts, you know it's real. The bell! Race! Race, or we'll be late!
Last one to school is a bed bug.
Victor! Victor!
Go on. Don't wait for me. You'll be late.
Victor!
The devil. What a life. Just like the goldfish on the floor.
Are the cards nearly finished?
In a minute, Doctor.
Your sister.
Good morning, Doctor. You can bring the children down from their classrooms whenever you want them.
Good. We're almost ready here.
Do you have any special instructions for me, Doctor?
Yes, sister. Divide the children into two groups. First, send me the little ones, the ones under 12.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to explain to them very carefully, before they start from their classrooms, that what we do here is merely to put a little patch on their chest. It doesn't hurt.
I understand. Do you want their shirts off?
No, not off, just open. It's a little cold in here.
We do the best we can, Doctor. It's cold all over the country these
days. I understand, sister. I'm not criticizing. Now, for the older ones, have them roll up the sleeve on the right arm, just as far as the elbow. Over 12, we make an injection on the forearm.
I see. Do you want the teachers to come with them?
No, only for the little ones.
Very good.
It'll be helpful, sister, if, as they come in, the teachers will call off their names. Then the young lady here can hand the child's card to the nurse, and she can make the necessary remarks while I give the tuberculin.
I shall instruct them.
Oh, better send the young ones down in small groups, so they can all be in the room at once. When they wait out in the hall, they get frightened.
I admire your organization, Doctor. You think of everything.
Oh, we've done 20 million tests. Why not? Oh, yes, sister. This Friday, if you'll arrange for the check examination, we'll be ready to give the vaccination itself to those who need it.
We'll be ready for you, Doctor, Friday.
The cards are all finished, Doctor.
Fine, fine. Thank you. And now, sister, if we may get started.
At once. Good morning, Doctor, and thank you.
And thank you for your cooperation. Cold in here, Well, what can we do? Only what we can. Ah, here they are. Come in, little ones. Come in. Come in.
Hurry up!
I'm coming! Why do you keep whistling if it makes you cold?
I like to whistle.
Oh, you're so stubborn.
Do you want to stand here talking or do you want to go to school?
My sister Olivia's getting married. It's finally arranged. They're going to live with us till they can find a place, and then they'll move. I'm going to move out into the big room and sleep on the couch. Victor, I won't be able to see your window anymore when I go to sleep. All you can see from the front window is the butcher shop.
The place where they stuck you with the needle, under the bandage, is yours swollen?
No. Last night they were fooling with me. First everybody had to drink to Olivia and Paolo. Then they drank to you and me. How they laughed. I tell you, my face was so hot.
Did you look underneath your bandage yet?
No. Why should I?
I did this morning. It was all swollen and red. Big bump under there.
Well, that's the way they all are.
Take a look at yours.
Well, wait a minute. Now, don't you look. Don't!
Why did you cover it up again so fast?
It's all red and swollen, just like yours.
Then let me see it.
I don't have to. I told you, it's the same thing.
You're lying.
What does it mean if yours is red like that?
It means you have consumption, of course. I knew it for a long time. Sometimes I cough blood, but I don't tell anybody.
Stop whistling!
You better fall in love with somebody else. I'll probably die.
Don't say such things.
It's not my fault. I didn't make it happen. Come on, we'll be late.
Oh,
Victor. Victor. Victor, where are you, Victor? Maria.
Alberto. The boy is at the hospital.
I forgot. I was trying to wake him.
Every morning you wake up the same way.
What if I do?
Breakfast is ready.
What did I do with my shoes?
Under the bed where you left them.
Huh? Oh, yeah. I've got them.
You look so tired.
All night long I dream I'm running, or I fight. I dream about the boy. Boy is caught. I grab him. We run together, hand in hand. Then it gets hold of him again. I fight. I fight. We run. Maria, listen how quiet it is.
It's always quiet in the morning like this.
Terrible thing. I must be a bad father. I miss the coughing.
Come on. You'll be late to work.
I'm coming. I'm coming.
Sit down.
Such silence.
Drink your coffee.
When do you cry?
When you're running. I sit at the window and look at the dark sky and weep. I think over the boy's whole life. War.
Mussolini. May his bones rot in hell. Such silence.
Out until the hour. Do you have a pass?
No.
Come over here. Whom do you wish to visit?
Senafonte Victor.
Relative?
A friend.
Let me see. Senafonte. Victor Senafonte, room 203. What's your name?
Pizzo Magdalena. Does it say how he is?
Ask the doctor. Here. When the time comes, show this pass to the man at the stairway.
Thank you.
Go sit down on the bench over there. Be quiet. Go.
Scusa.
It is done. You're waiting to see your mama?
No.
Your papa, perhaps?
No.
Pardon an old man. Who are you waiting to see?
Victor.
Ah, Victor. I'm waiting to see my nephew, my sister's son. It's a shame how they make you wait. Scusa, who is Victor?
He is my beloved.
He is very sick?
He has consumption.
A terrible thing.
I cannot get sick. They came to the school and gave me a vaccination so I won't get sick. It is not fair. I should not be separated from him like that. If he is sick, I should be sick.
We travel as we must. Each ticket is punched for a different station.
Lovers travel side by side.
In a different world, perhaps, not on this one.
How terrible it is.
A cold world, gray mornings and painful air to breathe. I have lived through three wars, and they talk about a fourth. Oh, the devil.
If I cannot be married to the one I love, I shall never be married. As for the three children, they will never be born.
Pain and sorrow. The fourth war will set us all free. High up in the sky in a flash. Dead before we can hear the sound.
No. We have not lived yet. No.
I have lived. Too much.
It will be beautiful. Each morning will be so beautiful. Tears of joy will come to my eyes. It will be so.
You can believe that?
Yes. Yes. And for that, Victor must live.
Girl, I told you, be quiet. This is a hospital.
Victor must live.
Victor.
Honestly, Mama, honestly, I don't cough like that so often anymore.
I know, dear. Are you comfortable in this bed?
Yes. It's very pleasant here, Mama. The doctor is very nice, the nurse is kind, and the food is good.
Rest and be quiet and get well. Every morning I go to talk to the Virgin and I light a candle for you. Give me your hand. Oh, child, child, how we miss you.
I'll be home soon, Mama.
Of course you will.
Where's Papa today?
He'll be here later.
Lena was here this morning.
She's a good child, that one. She comes to the house every day. She talks to me. She helps me out. A real daughter.
I made a good pick, huh, Mama?
Time to go home.
Tell Lena to come tomorrow, Mama.
I won't need to. Be good, Victor. Do what the doctor tells you.
I do, Mama.
Of course. Of course. Goodbye, Victor. Alberto, sit down. Supper is ready.
I'm not very hungry.
Eat, anyway.
All right. Time for eating. I eat.
Alberto?
Huh?
We must have more children.
He was very cheerful today when I saw him. He didn't cough so much. He was livelier.
If there were more children...
Who are you to give him up?
Don't fool yourself. Every time I see him, he gets weaker and weaker.
Not so.
It is so. In a barrel of wine, who minds if someone takes a glass or two away? But in a small glass of wine, every sip is too precious. Don't cry.
I'm like a woman. My whole will is broken.
Don't cry. What is this? Is death a stranger? Is this the first child we've lost? How many other mothers have I seen wailing for a dead child? Were you a soldier without seeing death?
Why did this happen to us? Why?
It doesn't happen to us. It happens to the whole world.
I don't care about the world.
You don't care about the world? Then it will continue to kill your children.
Omnes qui vivit et credit in me, non moritur.
Victor!
Lena? Lena, I want to talk to you.
What, Mama?
Come from that window. Come look at me while I talk.
What, Mama?
You're not a little child, Lena. You're almost a woman.
I feel so empty inside.
What can I say to you?
When we were 6 years old, we used to play together.
I remember.
Through this window, I can see the window of his house. This is where I used to sit at night. Until the lights went out there. Then I used to go to sleep. Not before.
What can I say to you?
Nothing, Mama.
Lena, don't make us unhappy.
Mama, what have I got to take his place? Oh, Mama, how do you live in a world like this?
Doctor.
Yes?
I want you to help me.
Yes?
You must undo what you did.
What have I done?
Take back this terrible cure you have given me. Let me be with him.
Now, now, you must tell me what it is. Calmly, child, calmly.
It's Victor.
Which Victor?
My Victor. Xenophonte Victor.
Xenophonte?
You gave him the test. You sent him to the hospital.
All right, that's what I did to Victor. I sent him to the hospital. But what have I done to you?
You gave me the vaccination. He's dead. Why did you separate us?
Oh, now I see.
We were to have three children. One child, a girl. Oh, I hate his parents.
Why do you feel this?
They gave it to him. They passed this on to him. They took him away from me.
This thing, tuberculosis, it's not passed on by the parents. It's passed on by the state of the world.
It's their fault.
Fault? Did he have enough to eat? Were his clothes warm? Did he get enough sunlight? These things? Tuberculosis is a symptom of deeper troubles. But first, we must arrest the symptom. What is your name?
Pizzo, Magdalena.
Listen, Magdalena Pizzo. You'll fall in love again. You'll marry, and you'll bring children into the world.
No! Not this kind of a world!
No, you can shout no till the walls ring, but you'll do it. This pessimism in you will die, but you will live, and your children will live. You think of Victor, who used to cough every morning. It wasn't just Victor. All over the world, every year, 5 million people die of tuberculosis, and mostly young people. You think of your Victor, but the men in the laboratories thought of 5 million people a year, and that's why your children will live. The vaccine was invented in France, but is it only for French children? No, this is for the whole world of children.
Ah, come in, little ones, come in, come in.
Yes, French children and Austrian children and Czechoslovakian children. Take off your shirt, child. And young people of Finland, Greece, and India, of Hungary, Mexico, Italy, and Poland, of Yugoslavia, Pakistan, and Denmark, of Ecuador, Lebanon, Egypt. What's your name, little one? Hmm? All right, then, whisper in my ear.
Giovanni.
Giovanni, that's a nice name. Now, don't be frightened. You see, Magdalena, what's the sense of asking, if you bring children into the world like this, will it be your fault? This is a world enemy, and you have to fight a world fight. Ah, there, little one. Did that hurt? Oh, what a brave little fellow, not a sound. There now, you're through. All right, come here, next. You're next.
No.
No tears, no tears. Take off your blouse. You see, Magdalena Pizzo, this is the hope. We are fighting the world fight. Vaccinations by the 100 million.
No.
You see this child here?
No,
he struggles. But I must give him the vaccine anyhow. And now he'll be all right. So run along now. Now, next, you little boy, come here. Now, don't be frightened. Oh, you're trembling. All right, now look. You sit on this nice girl's lap.
Hello.
Now, Magdalena Pizzo, now tell me this is no kind of world to bring children into.
He is nice, isn't he?
Isn't he? You see, Magdalena, if the world isn't good enough to live in, we'll make it better. Why, we make it better every day, like this. Now, little one, you see how foolish it is to worry? The injection's all finished. So go, child, and run out into this world we're trying so hard to make good for you. Run, and shout, and play. Magdalena?
Yes, Doctor.
Some we cannot save.
I understand. It's all right, Doctor. I will learn to live again.
This is Gene Lockhart speaking. Those of us who live in industrially developed countries are fortunate that we are able to take for granted the protection against common diseases that our society provides. But in vast areas of the world, as a matter of fact, areas inhabited by the great majority of the Earth's population, the desperate and immediate need is not only for health tests and vaccinations, but for basic necessities such as food, clothing, and shelter. In a world with too little food and shelter to go around, sick people cannot produce enough to eat, and in turn they become weaker and more disease-ridden. This vicious circle is the challenge today facing all the United Nations. They are meeting that challenge. In a new 5-year program planned by WHO and the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, at least 10 million acres of agricultural land now being poorly worked by undernourished people will be developed. The United Nations is thus not only arresting preventable disease among young people like Victor and Magdalena, it is striking at the roots of disease buried deep in poverty, in destruction, and in war.
United Nations Radio has brought you The Doctor and Magdalena, with the film and stage stars Gene Lockhart as the Doctor and Marcia Hunt as Magdalena. Peter Fernandez was heard as Victor, with Catherine Rott as his mother, Joseph DeSantis as his father. Others in the cast included Adelaide Klein, Hester Sondergaard, Bryna Rayburn, Frank Silvera, and Edward Latimer. Howard Rodman wrote the story based on actual United Nations files. Charles Paul conducted and adapted the music from Ravel's Quartet in F. Mava Moore directed the program. The Doctor and Magdalena was produced by Gerald Keane of United Nations Radio.